Hi everyone, this is Shai from Israel, and I'm here with Jerry Flynn, who will talk about himself in a minute. Thank you, Jerry, for agreeing to have this talk with me. I understand that the information and the knowledge you hold is very useful and very important at this time we are in. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, we're going to speak about microwave radiation and mostly about 5G. So Jerry, I think it will be great before we kind of dive into the conversation, just tell us who you are and why Shai Danon from Israel is trying to call you for 1 week now.
Yeah. Okay, my name is Jerry Flynn. I'm a retired I spent 26 years in Canada's military. I joined the Royal Canadian Navy in the Signals Intelligence branch. I went up through the ranks and got my commission. So I spent altogether about 16 years in Signals Intelligence, a part of what they call the Five Eyes world. So I was part of like the US, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand intelligence gathering community. I became the executive officer and the operations officer of Canada's, one of Canada's largest intelligence gathering stations. I had 200 men reporting directly to me. So from there, I was posted into National Defense Headquarters, which is like the U.S. Pentagon. And there I worked very closely with the U.S. NSA, National Security Agency, mm-hmm. in electronic warfare. I went to Italy, Anzio, Italy, where I attended a long NATO Army electronic warfare officer's course. From there, I volunteered and I went to a NATO Army EW field exercise in Germany. So I came back and I eventually got out of the military, and I was happy as can be, ignorant, naive, believing that Health Canada would not allow anything that had not been tested. In my second career, I was offered like a number of jobs. I ended up accepting a job as an executive recruiter, like a corporate headhunter. I recruited for the Saudi government for 7 years. This is in time, like over about a 28-year period, 26-year period. So I became very successful, and I worked in Saudi Arabia for about 7 years. I worked all over the world, really, recruiting for key people for major companies. I did related projects, a lot of engineering, virtually every discipline. And one day, I basically retired, and one day I was at home in Kelowna, British Columbia, teaching myself how to make things out of work, out of wood, sorry. And my daughter called me, and she asked me, she knew what I had done was in telecommunications, but she didn't know what I did.
Yeah.
And because everything I did was covered by the Official Secrecy Act.
Sure.
So she asked me about smart meters. And I knew nothing about them. I said, but leave it with me, honey. I'll get back to you, thinking I'd get back to her that day or the next day at the latest. And that was over 7 years ago. So when I found out about smart meters, I really became incensed at my own government, its corruption, and the lies that it was telling people. And so that led me. So I've been pursuing this. I've spoken to 30 different communities around British Columbia. My largest audience was 400 people. My smallest was, I think, 50 people. So I know a fair bit about this stuff. So please ask away whatever questions you wish.
Excellent. So just to summarize your experience, one can say you're an expert in microwave radiation or microwave radiation applications. Am I right?
That is correct. I did radio warfare at sea on two different Canadian warships as well.
All right.
So I worked with the world as well. But when you stop and you go back to square one, you realize the human being is a bioelectrical being.
Yeah.
Like your doctor sends you for an ECG. Your doctor sends you for an EKG, okay?
Yeah.
EEG. And so that's just measuring the electrical activity of your brain or your heart.
Yes.
So anything man makes, anything will definitely overpower it, no matter how weak the signal is compared to Mother Nature and how exquisitely dainty and tiny and minute it is. Anything man made is very, very loud by comparison.
Yeah.
Well, then we realized that around 1994, the U.S. military told its NATO allies, and I was one of them at the time, that with radiation, it's either thermal, which means the body can sense it or detect it, or it's non-thermal, which means the body cannot detect it. With radar and everything, it's very dangerous. It's thermal, like it heats the body. So that's thermal. But the non-thermal, the body cannot sense it. And so all of this wireless today, everything, including 5G, is non-thermal. And so the U.S. military said about 1994 that if it's not, does not heat the skin, don't talk about it.
Hmm.
And that'd be ripped. And so when the U.S. Navy first invented, it was the U.S. Navy in 1953, they established the first standard for America in 1953. A German scientist by Dr. Hermann B. Schwann actually got out a calculator, and he calculated the figures for the so-called the safe exposure limit standard for microwave radiation. But there was millions. I mean, it was sufficient. There was no ceiling to it. It would allow the standard that he said, would allow the most powerful radars to operate full velocity. And that's exactly what your cell phone is doing today. Mm. And that's what governs everything today. So in 1965, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force adopted the U.S. Navy's standard in 1953. And they also adopted the thermal effects only dogma, okay?
Yeah.
1966, the very next year, I know the intricacies of the U.S. military fairly well. Suffice it to say that they implemented for the United States of America, for all its Five Eyes countries members, and for the states, America itself, the same standards that were adopted in 1953 by the U.S. Navy. And this is what the people don't know. That is that everything that is wireless today, whether it's your cordless phone, your cell phone, even your BB monitor, or your Wi-Fi router, they're all based on this 1953 standard, which there's a report. It's called the Bioinitiative Report.
Yeah.
There are three, 2007, 2012, 2017. It's the most authoritative scientific-based study or group in the world. And it's considered to be the Bible by the non-industry scientists. In there, it classifies all radiation, like this non-thermal stuff, from your household electricity, mm-hmm. which you know, like 50 hertz, in
mm-hmm.
Israel?
Yeah.
We're 60 hertz in North America. But that's should be classified as a category one, like a known human carcinogen.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of studies that prove that this stuff causes cancer, causes breast cancer, causes leukemia in children, and so on. And then they also said that or the safety code 6, which is similar to the U.S. The FCC and similar to ICNIRP and so on, the standards that they set were something like 3 to 6 million times too high. And that's because the U.S. military could use their most powerful radars free without any infringement whatsoever. However, that is what industry is using as their Bible and say, well, we're in compliance with the FCC, or we're in compliance with Safety Code 6. And I've written to the minister, I've written to Canada's Prime Minister, Minister of National, like, we should not have anything wireless in our electric power grid system. For every reason, there is not one single reason why it should be allowed. It's not as fast, but it definitely is. It can be easily defeated or attacked or blocked or jammed by any other frequency or, you know, nearby transmitter of equal or greater power. What else can I tell you?
From your knowledge to date, what is 5G?
Well, 5G is, 5G is the fifth generation. It'll revolutionize everything we have in technology. It will be, it truly will be an apocalypse. It will be genocide of the greatest order that man has ever known. 5G, especially the way industry plans it, is they're going to attack you from both, from space, 20,000 satellites, simultaneously with hundreds of thousands of antenna in every city, simultaneously, all reading these brand new frequencies that have never been tried and tested for safety. And this, by the way, this was admitted by the five large cell phone companies in the U.S.
Yeah.
They went to the Senate hearing, and U.S. Senator Blumenthal actually asked them that specific question. How much money have you spent on testing this for safety? And the ultimate answer was zero. Not a penny.
That's why the insurance companies, they don't like to insure 5G installments. At least that's what I've heard, because it's not proven to be safe.
Well, no insurance company, like Lloyd's of London and Swiss GE in particular, they refuse to offer liability insurance to anything wireless, anything right. that emits electromagnetic radiation.
Right.
Whether it's a baby monitor or a radar.
And so tell me, has 5G been developed originally as a weapon for the battlefield? Has it been developed as something which is not being used for today, for communication, let's say?
I can't answer the way that specific question, but I can tell you that microwaves were a weapon. That was clearly as a weapon during the Second World War. But once industry got its hands on it and they saw how much money, like it's estimated that the 5G industry will reap something like $13 trillion. That's what's behind all this. It's just unbelievable. And now, of course, President Trump, in his ignorance, I mean, he may be brilliant as a real estate developer, but he's ignorant in terms of the harm that any radiation will do with the human brain or the human body or any living thing. And so all he sees is that the U.S. has to be China. The issue is completely lost to him. So he's wanting to compete with China, but he doesn't know the dangers of that to which he's pushing, which is 5G. But back to your question, 5G, right now, like your cell phone, whether it's 4G or 3G, it communicates to some tower about anywhere from 10 miles away or 10K away to 30K away, really. But the minute you have 5G, you'll have them on streetlights and lampposts and other stanchions in front of. The furthest apart they will be no more than 10 houses apart.
Mm.
So you'll have this stuff reading directly into your house. They're going to use what they call phased array antenna. And a phased array antenna means that the antenna are fixed, but electronically they can tune it to any specific direction they wish. Okay? And so they'll amass like far more power and radio right directly into your house. And you can't escape it because microwaves go through all the building materials and everything anything in which electricity flows, like anything, you name it, there's an electric field and a magnetic field. And almost any normal building material will block or screen you from electric field. but virtually nothing on the market today can block a magnetic field.
Mm.
So that's the real danger, is the magnetic field, okay? So when you realize that, like, when and I say, like, every single home, no one can escape this. No one can hide from it. No one can protect, because you're going to be bombarded from the front, whether you want it or not, but it's invisible, and the body can't detect it. It's odorless, it's tasteless. So day and night, you're going to be getting it from what I'll call terrestrial, but also you're getting it from 20,000 satellites reading the same frequency, being the same kind of powerful antennas, reading from space. It'll be the end of the all living things on Earth.
You know, when I had this interview with Barry Trower, he mentioned that 76, I think it was 76, or maybe a range within these frequencies, but 76 gigahertz is something that, or 90 gigahertz is something that to do with something which is called the growler, and it can harm people and cause neurological damage, and that within the 5G, that the 76 or 78 gigahertz is being deployed, this is very close to the growler. So actually, they put out there on the lampposts or on masts, wherever, they put equipment that is known to cause neurological damage. And personally, he even mentioned that the UK government, as well as other governments, has been using this type of weapon to disperse protests and groups of people that they didn't want them to group together. Can you relate to that?
Well, yes. There's a place called, in England, it's called Greenham Common. Greenham Common. You can look this up on the internet. The Americans during the Cold War, I may have the period somewhat incorrect, but you can verify this.
All right.
But the Americans in the British base in England, they were importing their Patriot missiles, I believe it was. And the women learned of this. They wanted to block it. So they protested outside the U.S. base in England, and the British used this frequency of 95 gigahertz to radiate. There's all kinds of evidence on the internet where the women suffered all kinds of problems, neurological problems, as you mentioned before, but also more physical problems in terms of, say, they had miscarriages, they had menstrual, all kinds of problems. They suffered illnesses. But I mean, going back even before that, like the military this is very important. And I've written to my own Minister of National Defense, and he's come back very politely, and he tried to tell me I'm wrong. And I've simply gone back to him. I said, with all due respect, sir, like, you're being badly misadvised. The American military, they've announced, it's on the internet for you to find, the most dangerous frequencies known to man are between 1 and 5 gigahertz. The reason being that these frequencies penetrate all organ systems of the body and therefore put all organ systems at risk. And that is precisely where you've got all of the 2G, 3G, 4G, and 5G frequencies work, even BB monitors. And here, like you and your wife, for example, you're having a child, mm-hmm. and so your mother and your father-in-law, they want to do you a favor and protect the baby, and so they buy you a baby monitor. Well, I mean, here you are thinking that you're looking after the child, and lo and behold, you're harming the child, you know, with this 5G. With the 1 to 5 gigahertz.
Yes. Do you know why? I mean, you know, I always ask these people I speak with, but especially when you come from your background, and as you mentioned before, You were, I think you said naive, but maybe I'm wrong with quoting you.
Yes.
So given your background, can you maybe think why they are doing it? Why to?
Strictly money. Strictly money. Number one is money. But see, like, you have to look at the U.S. military industrial complex, what they call the MIC. And it was U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1961 who warned the world, warned Americans to be on guard against the emergence of a corrupt U.S. I'll send you a video that I received just day before yesterday, where this is Eisenhower himself saying that the industry, the defense industry, spend so much money in terms of their budget. The budget of the U.S. industry is greater than the budget of all the other private sector companies in the U.S. of A. combined. It's just staggering. When you realize that the importance, like the Americans have something like 800 bases around the world. They have something like troops in 130 different countries of the world. They have a budget of something at least $700 billion that is disclosed. You know, that's admitted.
Yes.
One can't underestimate, and wait till you see this video. You think that the apocalypse, or the 5G apocalypse extinction event was scary. This is just as scary, if not more so.
But what are the consequences that are coming to all biological life within the next few years, given 5G will be implemented everywhere or in all developed countries?
Well, if 5G, there's quite a famous scientist. And like a lot of what I say is just a repeat of stuff that I've researched over these last 11 years. But Dr. Martin Paul,
sure.
P-A-L-L,
sure.
He's a professor emeritus from the Washington State University. And he made a presentation to the California legislature. This is the previous governor, Governor Jerry Brown, when he was in power. And he appealed to the governor to veto this particular bill on 5G. Luckily, Jerry Brown did. I don't understand the politics why this 5G is still going ahead. But Dr. Martin Paul said in his presentation, which is online, like 2G, 3G, and 4G will hasten the demise of mankind on planet Earth, but 5G will simply expedite it. It'll just hasten it even more. But this means everything from bumblebees to ants on the ground to whales in the sea, you know, to the every living thing, we're going to kill ourselves. It's a tragedy because nothing has been tested. And I mean, like as you mentioned before, like the insurance companies won't touch anything that's wireless. They know. Even the annual reports, and you can go online and look at this, the annual reports of all of the major telephone companies like Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, in those annual reports, they warn all the investors about current lawsuits, emerging lawsuits, the potential of lawsuits, but they never warn the customers. You know, it's the secrecy. And like you also have to, like this could not possibly happen, Shai, if it were not for the complicity of the media.
Sure.
Because the media keeps you ignorant and keeps me ignorant of what's happening in Israel, keeps you ignorant of what's happening in Canada. Thank God for the internet. And that's the whole problem, is the media is definitely complicit because they've remained silent since 1965 or 66.
So basically, we still know about all the dangers and all the bad ill effects of microwave radiation and electromagnetic radiation, and still, it seems like not a lot is being done about it. And putting on top of that, just to add, most of the time when I talk to people, I remind myself and then I remind them that most of the gadgets, most really 99% of the technology that we have in our civil life actually came from the army, came from the navy, came from this huge budgets without
I
limits
agree.
of exploration. You know, they could, if even if I go back to the Second World War, they could test anyway anything on the people in the camps, you know. So,
And they have.
and they have. So, and this is where big achievements came from, these experiments, from these breakthroughs during the Second World War. And since then, whether it be Russia or the US or Canada or the UK or Germany or wherever, whatever, China, obviously, the actual experiments and the budgets invested in this field, they actually grew more and more. Am I right? And the sweep, I mean, moving from military equipment to civil technology, or from military weapon system to civil lifestyle gadgets or technology, this is, it's being done and being kept quiet. I mean, it's been presented as the next big thing, when actually it's been here for actually quite like many years now, in just in the army, not in the civil life. And the harmful effects are being shut down. I mean, it doesn't, as you said about the media, it doesn't come across the media. It's just being portrayed as the next big thing and as a wonderful thing and progress and the Internet of Things and so on and so forth, when actually many people will die, many children will get hurt. Obviously, all nature, all natural life will start to diminish very rapidly. What are we doing here?
That's exactly right. And the part of the problem is there's so much. It's too bad that people did not listen to U.S. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, because today the latency for cancers and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and these diseases, doctors and medical experts know that the latency period is typically 10 years or more, like 20 years, even 30 years.
Now it's shorter.
I'm sorry?
Now it's getting shorter.
No. The point I wanted to make is it's deliberate deception by industry, who they say, and they use the term the weight of evidence as opposed to the quality of evidence. So if you, let's say you're an honest scientist, or for example, like the Bioinitiative report came out and said that the EMF from your electricity causes leukemia and these other diseases, and also the radio frequency radiation from your cell phone and Wi-Fi router and all that stuff, that too causes cancer. And so both of them, regardless of frequency, should be classified as a known carcinogen, a class 1A. Okay. However, the industry says that they've done many, many studies, which they have, all of which show that there's no harm, which is true. However, they take advantage of your ignorance and mine by saying that their studies are typically only 2 or 3, maybe 4 years, whereas the latency period is at least 10 years. In other words, they end all of their studies long before the effects can, like, for example, I can show you a place just within 5 miles of where I live. It's a beautiful place. The homes are right near. The nearest home is within 100 feet of twin 525 kilovolts overhead power lines.
Mm.
And this is a whole development of about, I'm guessing, approximately 100 homes. And they're probably middle-income homes. Like, they're quite expensive. But people are not aware because the media doesn't tell you.
Mm.
You see? This is a shame.
Do you know... Do you know what is DEW? D-E-W?
D-E-W?
Yeah.
I worked in DEW, the Directorate of Electronic Warfare.
Ah.
That's where I worked.
Yeah, I know it is also, but it's also a direct energy weapon.
Oh, directed energy. Yes, I do, yes.
Can you tell us something about it?
Well, Barry would know more about that than I, but I'm aware of, like, for example, the, oh, shucks, MK Ultra. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Like, we learned a lot from the Russians.
Yeah.
The Russians knew far more about this than we did. And, like, I joined the Navy in 1952, and 1953, the Soviets started. Irradiate the U.S. Embassy in Moscow.
Yeah.
They did that for 26 years. Only 6 to 8 hours a day, like one shift, only 5 days a week. And yet, they had two consecutive ambassadors died of cancer. A third developed leukemia-like symptoms. He, too, died. At least 16 women developed breast cancer. Virtually everybody, and they have something like 3,000 people working like embassy altogether, like throughout all those years. And the vast majority of them came down with some malady of some form. The directed energy weapon is a specific frequency that's aimed, and they do this on purpose. They will, if they want to, well, in my book, the hidden dangers, where they'll use a specific frequency, Barry would know more than I, to cause any reaction in you, including to kill you, if they wanted to kill you.
Yeah.
Or they can confuse you, or make you psychotic, or make you go crazy, really. Mm. Because the human brain works between the frequencies typically of 0 hertz up to typically 40 hertz.
Yeah.
And maybe up to 100, depending on who you read.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your book. Can you tell us about your new book?
Is there?
Yes, please.
It's called Hidden Dangers. What? And it covers all of what's happened around the world. It tells you, excuse me.
It's all right.
It tells you the origin of all this stuff. It tells you electro-hypersensitivity, for example. And the very first celebrity to ever admit that she was EHS-sensitive was the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Gro Harlem Brundtland, who's a three-time Prime Minister of Norway, and she was a Harvard MBA. But she had a master's degree, and she did a MPH, a Master of Public Health, from Harvard. So, when she went to the WHO, and she very quickly became very sensitive to all the cell phone towers, like cell phones around her, and she essentially banished them from the top floor of the World Health Organization building.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So, I just to tell the audience, I got few copies of your book. Just so I can have more than one, because I know some people would probably like to have a read. What is more, like, do you cover smart meters? Do you cover 5G? Do you cover army inventions?
There's a difference on all those things. Like on smart meters, they're like, when you, like your grandfather, let's assume that he owned a piece of property. For anybody to come on his property, he would say, "You're allowed or you're not." And he, if need be, he would pull out his shotgun to get people away from his property. The minute you allowed a smart meter on your house, excuse me, I must explain, my cough is caused by my cancer. Like I, this all this wireless stuff. You didn't know this, Shai.
No.
But in 2016, 2017, I came down with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which very nearly killed me. I went from 179 pounds down to less than 130. I refused radiation, but I did agree to chemotherapy. Right. The chemotherapy cured my cancer, but took away the feeling in my legs. So when I stand up now, I lose my, I can lose my balance in my legs.
Right.
But one of the residual things is the cough that I have. I've been to, I've had, what they call it, not actually, a CT scan.
Yeah.
And by the way, CT scans, yeah, this is a never-ending topic. You can go anywhere. But a CT scan, for example, literally, this is in the American Center for Disease Control. You can look it up on the internet. It was even in the Consumers Report magazine, in the New York Times. A CT scan causes 29,000 cases of cancer per year in the U.S. This is 2016. And it causes, of those 26,000, sorry, 29,000, 15,000 people die from a CT scan. And I had two of them. So I went to see this respirologist, and she ordered me, she wanted me to have another CT scan. I refused, you know. So, and she said, "Why?" And so I told her why, and she had no idea. Again, a mammogram, I know we're getting off the track, but a mammogram causes, it emits the same level of radiation as 1,000 chest x-rays. So if you have a wife or a mother or a sweetheart or a daughter, don't ever allow her to have a mammogram. Because the radiation.
There's a thermogram, which is better, right?
Well, a thermograph emits no radiation whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have admitted, I've recommended to all of my family and lady friends and, you know, acquaintances, what? If instead of having a chest x-ray or a mammogram, have a thermographic image because it's harmless. And it detects a cancer at least 10 years earlier than a mammogram can.
Excellent.
You know,
so,
free.
Women, look after your boobs for all of us. It's important. Don't do a mammogram. Tell me, over all these years of experience, and you've been in contact with, obviously, a lot of harmful radiation, as now I understand, and you've been around other people who were involved or exposed to all sorts of electromagnetic radiation, how is everyone? Did you lose a lot of friends, a lot of soldiers along the way because of these harmful effects? I mean, how bad is it? Because I know there's a lot of information being hidden from soldiers who work in the battlefield and work with this equipment about the actual harmful effects it may have on them, like neurological damages and brain damages, etc. What can you tell us about it? Because this is, it can give us a hint, you know, at least show us something that is not being told in the civil life.
Well, there's lots, for example, the incidence of cancer today. Like when I started to talk about this 11 years ago, 10 years ago, I used to say the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000 people.
Mm.
But today, again, you can find on the internet, it's the U.S. Center for Disease Control. The incidence of autism is just a terrifying
yes.
one in 36 for children, one in 28 for boys.
Yeah.
I mean, if that were in the newspaper, if your newspaper would cover that, your people would riot on the streets. They wouldn't allow this. They don't know what the media will not allow them to know, you know, and that's the escape. Back when I was a child, we had never heard of cancer, I was the very first person in my family, extended family, to ever have cancer. And I had colon cancer back in 1973, which is unheard of, you know, but that was largely my diet. But this cancer, this non-Hodgkin lymphoma, in 2017, when I came out of the military, because of my clients were around the world, like in Saudi Arabia, in China, and throughout the U.S., Latin America, and even in China. So I very quickly became I very quickly adopted the BlackBerry cell phone.
Sure, yes. You
know? And so, because I can call it, you know, but I had a BlackBerry, I had cordless phones in the house and at the office. I had a wireless laptop. I paid $7,000 for Toshiba 3700 laptop, you know. I had a Bluetooth vehicle, cell phones in my car, and I had radiant heat in my homes. All the while, I just was always as ignorant and as naive and trusting as you could possibly be. I was stupid, and me with my background.
It's almost like a cognitive dissonance, knowing everything you know and still ignoring it's in your reality, you know?
But like, Shai, you and I are God-fearing men. I can presume that I've just met you, but if you're nice as I am, I think nice things of people. I think nice things of government.
Yeah.
I think that government, By and large, they make their mistakes. We all do. But by and large, they'll do the right thing in the right interests of mankind.
Yeah.
So I was shocked to find how devious and evil and greedy and corrupt Canada's own government. Again, I've written to our Minister of National Defense, as I mentioned earlier, but I've also written to our Minister of Industry. And I told him about these frequencies. I said, you have no business. These are dangerous frequencies to use 1 to 5 gigahertz. And yet you allow baby monitors to radiate, you know. And I met with nothing but silence. I've written to every single minister of concert, our director of, the minister of public safety, and Ralph Goodale. I've written to him several times. Always, you know, silence back. I've written to all of our ministers, silence. I've written to our media, silence. You know, that defense minister, he was the only one I think that has ever written, replied to me. And he meant well, but he being bad advice as well. You know? But I've also said to him, from a military perspective, you should never allow another kind of like a foreign country like China or Russia or China to use their technology in something which is part of your critical infrastructure, which is your electric power grid or your telephone system.
Yes.
You know, but it's the money that's driving it. Yeah, that's a shame. It's a real travesty.
But it looks like, well, at least for me, because like you said in the beginning, before we started the actual recording of this talk, you were saying that everyone is going to get affected. Everyone is going to get harm from it. Even them, even their children. I mean, even those who lead this progress, if I can call it progress, they want to make a lot of money and they're going to harm themselves and their kids as well. What's the point here? Doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up, you know? I'm just saying, just to finish what I really wanted to say is that if it only to do with money, it doesn't add up. If it's just money, if you know what I mean.
What else could it be? It has to be money. Like, and it's a human weakness that somehow you think it won't happen to me, or like when you think of the latency period of these diseases. And so you're looking at these people who are now the corporate elite. They're at an age group. They'll say, well, 30 years from now, 20 years from now, I mean, what the hell? I'll be a billionaire by then. You know, I'll have had my fun 20 years or 30 years from now. Going back to your question, you said like about the military. I know so many people today that have cancer. I know so many people today who have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or who have committed suicide. And this is what I mean, not exclusively, but so much of it is caused by EMF, electromagnetic frequency, you know, regardless of the frequency, whether it's from your household electricity or whether it's from the radio frequency radiation. It's all caused by that, you know. But the incidence of all of these diseases, like today, when I was a child, there was no such thing as a special needs teacher in a school.
Yeah.
Today, almost every school has a special needs teacher. Why is that? But I mean, when I had my cancer and I went to the local hospital here and they were giving me chemotherapy, there in the ceiling above me was a Wi-Fi router spewing a known carcinogen at me, you know, and yet people don't want to hear because you can't write to a newspaper and tell them because they won't print it.
Yeah,
you can't call a radio and have it because they won't announce it over the radio. So it's a silence. It's a collusion of corporate interests.
You know,
that's why. And today, when the statistics say that every second Canadian will have cancer in his or her life,
wow,
that's what's going.
So then what? They make a lot of money, and then many people will die, and then they cannot make more money. Or they will make much less.
Okay. But you look at in all the it's like one of those things. Like we just had a friend who this is all hearsay, but they had to take their loved one into the hospital, and she was quite appalled at the way her friend, the male friend, who was in dire need of medical attention, was treated, but the hospital staff were rushed off their feet. They had no extra rooms. They had beds in the aisle in the corridors. And that's the way hospitals are today, but the media didn't tell you. And the reason being is because more and more people are becoming ill as a consequence of this stuff, and yet nobody will broach that subject in the media.
It's absolutely true. I mean, there's more and more symptoms and doctors, they don't get any knowledge or any practice about the effects of EMF, and then, or more like non-native EMF, and then when a patient comes with a symptom, they're like, oh, well, you try this, you try that, you take this pill, you take the other one, but the fact that it's made to do with radiation is not even discussed. It's not there on the table and not even under the table. So it's totally ignored.
Well, the thing is, I had not planned, but these are 3 meters that I have. This is a gauze, what do they call a gauze meter? This one here.
Can you just take the camera? Can you tilt the camera a bit down, or just take them? Okay, that's better. That's better.
Okay, that's a gauze meter. It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
And it's sad. Like, for example, when we moved, my wife and me, we moved from Kelowna, BC, to the Vancouver Island here. We first found a beautiful home in Nanaimo. And it was gorgeous. It was a little more than our budget, but we thought, well, we can maybe stretch, okay? The long and short of it is we went back the second time, and I took my meters with me. This is a gauze meter, and this is these are relatively inexpensive. These are over $1,000 each. I have two of them.
Right.
And they're both frequency conscious, okay?
Yeah.
one of them goes up to 2.5 gigahertz. The other one goes up to 10 gigahertz. Right. So just like AM and FM radio, they receive different frequencies, okay? But the long and short of it is when I turned my meters on, I wouldn't live in that place in Nanaimo. And I told the owner, I said, I wouldn't live here if you gave the place to me for free. And when he was this stunned, shocked to hear me say that, and I said, well, all the radiation from all your neighbors and like all your Wi-Fi stuff.
Yeah.
This one here, it's the one you can carry in a pocket, a woman can carry in a purse or a glove compartment. I mean, I'm not trying to sell.
Yeah, sure.
But the thing is, today, a person that moves even an apartment, if you move your apartment, you must have somebody check it to see that it's safe, electromagnetically. So we bought here, where we live on the water, only after I had surveyed the local neighborhood to make sure that it was a clean environment.
Sure, absolutely. Same here. You know, in the UK, there's Mark Steele, and he woke up one day and he saw outside his window that overnight all the street lights has been replaced to LED lights, very dangerous ones without diffusers. And since he's coming from the field of optic inventions and some applications for all sorts of uses, may it be army use or civil use, he knows what he's talking about, and he's been sending letters to the council saying why you've been deployed 5G, which is actually a battlefield weapon system, you've been deployed it in my neighborhood in a civil area. So he was ignored by them, and then he continued to press on and send them stuff and call them, and they said there's no 5G, we don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, on the top of the, and he took pictures of it, on the top of the LED streetlight there's like a small antenna, and he says this is like directed energy weapon system, so small but so powerful. And he says, if you know, like you said before, the phased array, if you can put them all together, they create a beam, like a laser beam, it can kill you. It can cause all sorts of damage. And they said that it's not true, they don't have it in town, and he's a liar. Sorry. He told about them that they lie, they are liars, and they said that they got offended and they took him to court in order to try and shut him up. The first judge said he shouldn't be gagged and it's okay for him to speak, and that's an important enough subject to be discussed. They asked to replace the judge. The judge was replaced, and then again they wanted to shut him up and they wanted to lock him in prison. And the judge actually, this was last Friday, and the judge in the county said that although he shouldn't have called them liars, and Mark said that, well, if someone lies, he's a liar. It doesn't matter what you say about it. It's not like I offended them. I just said the truth. And so the judge said, okay, you should pay them 250 quid on probation for 2 years. Not probation, probation, yes, on probation for 2 years. So he didn't even have to pay anything, you know. And they wanted him to carry the cost of the trial. And the judge was like, are you crazy? Go on. And then I was not there, so I don't know exactly, but basically he accepted the fact that Mark, he is an expert, and what he's saying is probably true, or at least deserves a proper debate in the public domain. So then they came out from the trial, from the court, Mark and Ian Crane and a few others, and they said, listen, we have an opportunity here, because by this ruling, basically the judge opened the door to all communities, at least in the UK, but not just, to all communities and aware people to appeal to the council saying don't, put this infrastructure of 5G in our streets. Don't put this dangerous LED without diffusers in our street. This can cause cancer. This causes neurological damage. This has been shown to cause 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And obviously there's Barry Trauer that he can testify if needed, you know. And there's other experts, obviously, that can testify that these frequencies, like you said before, from 1 to 5 gigahertz, they are extremely dangerous. There's also other gigahertz, you know, like also 5G uses them. But but it seems like everybody is ignoring it. And I'm thinking, I mean, from your perspective, and again, your experience and your age, and you've been through a lot, you know, what can we say, what can you say to the younger generation? You know, it's like we have a saying in Hebrew, this is now coming the generation who didn't know Joseph. So it's like basically saying this generation who is coming, he doesn't know what happened before he came. So it's like new to him. And I think us being aware to these situations, we need to pass on this information to the younger generation to know the dangers of using this technology, to maybe even to help parents to know this first, you know, so they can teach the youngsters after. But asking you, from your age, from your experience, what can you tell the younger parents and the younger generation?
Well, the person who's most apt to listen to you is the mother. And if, like I'm involved with quite a few people like around the world via email. And I've said oftentimes that the people who will change the world, save the world, will be mothers. It'll be women, not men. Men are too busy doing their job or, you know, then they too much non-believers, but they like their toys, you know. But the mother, the first love is for the child. And it's just a criminal, it's a crime against humanity when you see a child locked up in a school for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, and all the while being bombarded by this doggone Wi-Fi router. So it'll be women. But the women have to somehow coalesce, or, you know, they get the work. Like, you are doing the right thing. God bless you, Shai.
Thank you.
But so are the other women that I'm dealing with, and men, but mostly women, who are spreading the word or having a protest, but stand up and speak out, even if you're quiet. If your normal style is to be retiring, you know, but speak out. This is the time that we all must speak up, and we all must speak out. And politicians, I mean, I write to my politicians all the time, and I put their toes to the fire, and I try to say, like, you weren't elected to remain quiet. You were elected to speak on my behalf, you know. But we need more voices, not just me and not just like our group. And we've probably got hundreds, like, I've spoken to people, I kid you not, in many countries of the world, like in New Zealand, for example. But it's the women who call me far more of the stuff than the men.
Yeah. It's strange. It's strange, but also it makes sense, because they are the ones who really care, you know, for life, for what's coming next. Interesting. I'm just, it makes me think, maybe I should organize women from Israel regarding 5G.
Sure. Mothers, especially
yes.
Mothers.
Yes, you're right.
The parents in schools, like school groups, the school committees, parents and teachers. Like, for example, here in Vancouver, Vancouver is about 50 air miles away from us.
Mm-hmm.
But here, I mean, we've been so duped, and I mean duped, because our local electric power utility called BC Hydro, or British Columbia Hydro.
Mm-hmm.
They're the largest Crown corporation in the province. And they have duped the people into saying, to allowing them to build an underground electrical power substation in a downtown park in Vancouver, where I used to live, when it's completed and operational. On top of that substation, they're going to build an elementary school. And I'm serious. And the president and CEO, sorry, the president and chief operating officer, COO, he's admitted and volunteered, naively again, in public. This is in the local media, the national newspaper as well, that when operational, this power station will emit no more than 30 milligauss of radiation. But he thinks that is safe because he's making reference to the ICNIRP, the International Commission for Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection, who says 2,000 milligauss is safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
In Israel, Israel's prime minister, his suite of five offices had to be vacated when it was discovered, quite by chance, that the magnetic field in his office's suite exceeded something like 40 milligauss. And so they vacated the entire suite.
Mm.
And yet here in Canada, because they point to, see, everything we do is in compliance with Health Canada Safety 06. But see, the world does not know. There's one name that you must know, and this is Michael Rapacoli. Michael Rapacoli is Australian. He came to Canada in the 1960s. He got his PhD in the University of Ottawa in biology, but he went to work for Health and what was called then Health and Welfare Canada. He ended up becoming the head of the Radiation Protection Bureau. So he was the one that adopted the U.S. military standard in 1953. Remember I told you? He adopted that for our Safety Code 6, essentially. The same 10 million, I think Mike Watts per square meter, was 10 million anyhow. I might have the unit of measurement slightly incorrect. But the important thing is that he adopted what had been adopted by the American U.S. Navy in 1953. But he set that for Health Canada's Safety Code 6 in 1979. Then he moved to the WHO, the World Health Organization, where he became the head of their international radio frequency or electromagnetic frequency policy project. And so while being paid by the WHO, he helped to found or create ICNIRP. And so he established the same radiation levels for ICNIRP. Then he essentially established the same radiation levels for the WHO. And then in 1995, he, along with eight electric utility representatives who he invited, and we have all the names, he then set the safe radiation levels for your household electricity. But people don't know this because the media won't tell you.
Sure.
That one person, Michael Rapacoli, and then when he retired finally in 2006, he returned to being a full-time consultant for the telecom industry and the electric power generation industry.
Well,
his name on the internet. He'll be there for a long time.
No, not sure. There's no surprise. I mean, that's how the system works. It's not just in the radiation industry, you know. It's in so many industries, and the smooth work with politics and with media, and how it's all like a well-oiled machine, you know, since, I don't know, decades now. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Power, money, control. Yeah, I agree. You know, in Israel, the standard is something like 10 times higher. The standard for microwave radiation is 10 times higher, I think, than the US or Europe. I don't remember, but it's much higher than other places, than most other places. And it's such a shame that people are not aware. They are stuck to their phones, you know, and their smart devices. You know, maybe you know this phrase. Mark Steele was saying that the word smart is actually, it stands for Secret Military Armaments in Residential Technologies.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard about that.
Never heard of that, yeah.
All right. He said also that... Say again?
I have seen Mark Steele's presentation, or one of his, and I've been asked about it. And I said to like, we have another person in Canada whose name I will not mention, but he's quite knowledgeable in some areas, but he is somewhat dangerous in what he says. Like he takes license and liberties that he should not. And so when I was asked to comment on Mark Steele, I said, you know, he certainly sounds like he knows what he's talking about, but it's his delivery that leaves me somewhat uneasy about him.
Fair enough.
I can...
Fair enough, Jerry. I mean, I know what you mean, although I think it's needed because we need to shake the tree. You know what I mean? I mean...
I hope you're right, Chai. I hope he's... Because, I mean, he talks a very credible... I can't dispute anything he has said. Truthfully, I can't.
Yeah.
So I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong, you know.
Yeah, me too. I hope so too. I mean, I checked some of what he said and I found it to be reliable. Time okay. will tell. But I do know yeah. that people like yourself and like Barry, which you come obviously with a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience in this field, we can sit and have a proper conversation with accurate words and without stepping on, you know, others' toes. At the same yes. time, it doesn't shake the tree enough, you know what I mean? And we need to make yeah. some noise. Yeah. And I think what Mark is doing is actually leading the camp. Yeah. And people need that. Now, I do hope, like you said, that it all works for the best of all of us. I hope so, and I strive for it, you know, I strive for it to make it happen. But we do need more people like Mark, more leaders, to talk about the dangers of radiation, to at least know what they're talking about, and not to be afraid, not to be afraid to go and speak about it.
I agree. Are you familiar with the Israeli lawyer? Her name is, her last name is Tackover. I believe.
Yes, yes. I mean, also Barry mentioned her, but to be honest, I'm not that familiar with her. I know of her, and I know.
If you watch the, if you watch that movie, the YouTube, I beg your pardon,
yeah,
5G Apocalypse. I think she's in there. She's featured one of the cameo appearances.
Yeah,
but also there's another U.S. senator. He's a state senator, not the U.S. senator. Okay, there's a difference. His name is Proctor, P-R-O-C-T-O-R. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Okay, but he used to work for the NASA, Space Agency. He's an engineer by training. I spoke to his state Congress on the dangers of 5G. You might Google him. His name is Proctor. He's a U.S. state senator. And he spoke at the same time, or like on the same YouTube, I believe. Okay.
All right.
But he's another...
I'll have a look. I might have heard him. I just, the name doesn't ring a bell, but I won't be surprised if I saw him, and I saw her already, I know. I will have a look. And also, if you could send me this movie link you said you will send me, the video. Excellent. Listen, I would like to thank you for that talk.
Thank you for your experience.
And I hope you don't mind if here and there I will have a question or I would like to stay in touch. I may contact you again. Excellent. Thank you for everything you do, I mean locally and internationally. And I wish you excellent health, you know. just
yeah.
to be healthy as much as possible. And again, I'm looking forward also to receive your books, obviously. I guess we'll catch up soon, very soon. Thank you very much, Jerry Flynn.
All the best. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.